Masechta Menachos, Daf Nun, Omid Beis, the beginning of the fifth larger line, Toni, Tano, Kameda, Rav Nachman. The Tano, the quoter of the Dreyfus, quoted a Dreyfus in front of Rav Nachman. Mechterishen, Umechtersheni, to Ubar Tsurosen, the Eitzel Beis Hasreifa. This refers to a case where a new Kohen Gadol took over in the middle of the day, and the new Kohen Gadol brings a complete Isorin, divides it in half, and uses half of his Chavitin for the Ben Har Bayim. And the Mishnah says that the two halves are used and two halves are Ovat. Now, what's to be done with them when they're Ovat? Ovat means they should be destroyed. In which way are they destroyed? So the Braisa says, Mechterishen, Umechtersheni, both of these extra halves, to Ubetzurosan, they should be left overnight till they become Noisar, the Yetzul Beis Hasreifa, and then they get burned. Not before. Amle Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Bishlom Rishon, I understand why the Rishon has to have Ibritzur and it can't be burnt right away. Because Ichzi Lahakrova, at first it was Roy Lahakrova, while the Kohen Gadol was still alive. In the Mele it had a full Kedushas HaKorban. It had no Psu in it at all. So there was no Kedusha HaNefzeles, a Kedusha Begufa that was Nifzal. Mitzadatzma, it was Roy for a Korban. The only reason it can't be brought for a Korban is because there's a Psu Bebailim. The Baal HaKorban died and it can't be brought to him. So it follows the rule of Kol Shapasul Bedam over Bailim to Ubetzerot Evi Yitzul Beis HaSreifa. If the Guf HaKorban is not possible, only the Bailim are possible, meaning there's something wrong with the Bailim that prevented from being brought as a Korban, it needs Ibrut Tzura, it can't be burnt right away. El Vosheini Lomali Ibrut Tzura, the second Mechza from the Isorin that the new Kohen Gadol brought by night, why does that need Ibrut Tzura? May Korli Ibrut Kalasi. When he brought this new Isorin, he knew that one half would have to be destroyed and one half would have to be brought as a Korban. So in Mele, the half that's left over, that is not going to be Makshiv, is Meikorah, it was L'chadchila designated for Ibud to be destroyed, and in Mele, it's Nifsal Begufay. It never had the full Kedusha, which would require Ibud Tzura before being burnt. So Meikorah L'Ibud Kalasi, it came L'chadchila to be destroyed, and it should have, be able to have Sefer right away. The Gemara answers the Omer Lachmani. So, who told you this din, that it needs Ibrut Tzura? The Omer L'Chamani, who's the one who told you this halacha? Tana de Rav Bar Abuha. It's the Tana of the Yeshiva of Rav Bar Abuha who quoted the Braisa, who, that's the one, the Omer, who said, Afilu Pigul Toin Ibrut Tzura. That even Pigul is not burnt on the day when it becomes Pigul, but it has to be left over by night till it becomes nicer and burnt the following morning. Tosfos points out that this Tana made a limud of a gzeir shove, ovoin ovoin, learning out the dinam of pigul from the din of noiser. Now, other Tanoim as well learn out pigul from noiser, and they use it for a derosha to teach us that pigul could only be burnt by day. Noiser, we know from the Torah that noiser could only be burnt by day. It says, Vanoiser imenu ad boiker bo esh tisroifu, or Vanoiser bayoim ashlishi bo esh tisroif, and Chazal dashen that noiser is only burnt by day. And pigul, we learn out with this greater shava over and over in Minoiser, that pigul could also only be burnt by day. And the Tana of Dvei Rav Bar Abuha also learns an additional halacha that pigul has to have Ibrut Tzura just like noiser. It has to be burnt in a way which makes it actually noiser in addition to pigul. So, in actuality, Rav Nachman was telling the one who quoted the Braise that the halacha was not like that Braise. That Braise went like a Das Yochid, when it said that the Mechza Sheni needs Ibrut Tzura before going to Beis HaSreifa. But the halacha is that the Mechza Sheni could be burnt right away, because we don't paskin like the Tana Dvei Rav Bar Abuha, who says that Pigu Toin Ibrut Tzura. Rav Ashi says that the Temer Abonon, that the halacha is like that Braisa, because it doesn't necessarily go a Libra to that Tana, to that Das Yochid. The Kivin Dvei Idno, the Palgi Bohu, at the time that the second Isorin of the new Kohen Gadol was divided in half, and both halves were laying before him. Iboy hai makriv. It's true he knew one would have to be destroyed, one half, but he had the choice to be makriv either half. So until he picked one half to be makriv, both were completely roy for a korban. Merzi chozi, they were both roy. And in Mele, once he decided to use one, and the other one becomes nitre, it's a korban that was completely kosher, that can't be used now by default, because there's no one to use it. There's no hechatimsa to use it. And the melech needs Ibrut Tzura like anything else, that's a kosher korban, but its psul is bedama ubailim, the hainu that we have no way of using the korban. Itmar chavite kohen gadol keitzad oisin oisan. How do we prepare the chavit kohen godel? Rabbi Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Abba said to them, Rabbi Yochanan, oisa v'achar kach metagno. First they're baked, and then they're fried in the machvas. Rabbi Omer Pradina metagno v'achar kach oisa. First they're fried, and then afterwards they're baked. Omer Rabbi Abba, kavosa didi mestabe. Rabbi Abba said that it's more mestabe to do like I say, that first they're baked, and then they're fried. Tufine teofeno no. The Pesuk says tufine minchas pitim, and from the word tufine we learn that they're baked, but it's not an ordinary word, tufine, and Chazal dashen to nutrikun, the combination of letters in the word, and they say tufine means teofeno no. It should be baked nicely, beautifully, which means to say that during the baking there should be a nice appearance to the chalas. Now, if they're fried first and then they're baked, that detracts very strongly from the appearance of the chalas during the baking, because the frying in oil would blacken them, and that would prevent them from appearing to be noe during the baking. Rabbi Yossi said, it's mustava like I said, that first they're fried and then baked, because tufine teofeno no. The word no means partially baked or partially cooked, like we have by the Korban Pesach. Al toichlu bimenu no. And he darshens tufine means they should be baked after they have already been cooked partway, which means when they come to the baking, they should be partly finished. Kitanoi, the Gemara says this is a machlokes tanoim. The Braisa begins tufine teofena no. The first mandomer holds, like the last mandomer that we had, that they should be baked after they were already fried and they're partly finished. Teofena no. Rebbe yoime teofena no e. Rebbe says that first they should be baked and then fried, because they should be noe during the baking. Rebbe yoise yoime teofena rabo. He darshens they should be baked a lot. We'll see in a moment what this means. Isle noa, the isle noa. According to his chat, we're mekayim both noa and noa. Rashi brings three pshotim. First, that teofeno rabe means they should be baked a lot. Afio is harbe, first baked, then fried, then baked again. In this way, we're mekayim first noa, by having it baked before any frying, at a time when it's noa. And then teofeno noa, that it should be partly finished before the complete baking, because by the second baking, which is the third step in this preparation, at that time it should be noe before it comes to the baking. So when Mekayim first noe and then noe. Another pshat that Rashi brings is that first they're fried and then they're baked, and we Mekayim both noe and noe. How is this so? Because the word rabo means you bake them when they're large, because if they're fried first, so they spread about in the frying pan and they're thin and very wide, and they could be made to appear very nice during the frying. So when Mekayim both noe and noe. Noe because it's partially baked and partially fried, that is, during the baking. And noe because if you take good care during the frying and you do it very large, then it comes out to be noe as well. It looks nice. The third shot, that we'll go with jako instead of rabo, and it comes to be the same thing, that first it should be fried and then baked, because they're softened through the frying and then baked. And in this way, we're Mekayim both Noah and Noah. As we explained before in the second Peirush, the Rambam is Meforish the method of making Chavitin according to this third Mandama, that's how it paskins, but he learned a much different chat. Let's just quote a few lines from the Rambam to find out what's done. The Rambam says in 13th Peirush in Maser Karbonis, Halacha Beis, he says that there were three lugin of oil brought with the Isorim of Soilus, and the soilus is mixed with the shemen, and it's boiled in hot water. V'chol da b'roischin. V'losh mikol chatzi yisorin sheish chalos. And each chatzi yisorin is divided up into six individual chalos. Now, we'll see in a moment that the seder here is a little bit different. This is the first loshen in the Rambam. Just bunches everything together because he tells us a klal. The soilus is mixed with shemen, it's boiled in hot water, and it's made into six individual chalos. Actually, first the flour is divided into six parts, and then the oil is divided into six parts, and the oil and the flour of each of the six individual parts are mixed separately. As we see from the next halacha, the achas achasoyu nasois, they're made separately. The ketzad oise, and how does he do it? Mechalek hashloi shalugin, bervias shebem mikdush. He uses a keli the size of bervias, a klishoris, to separate the shloi shalugin into 12 individual parts of bervias each, bervias l'chol chala, bervias for each chala. Then the step of putting them into boiling water is left out, because that's already mentioned in the previous halacha. And then the Rambam says, after the boiling, the oisa hachala ma'at, Then he bakes it a little bit, incompletely. And then he fries it on the machlas b'sheor reziyas hashemen shalor, with the remainder of the reziyas hashemen. A little bit of the reziyas is left for the frying. The einoy mevashlo harbe, and he doesn't cook it too much. Shenema tufine bein bashel v'no. It's between cooking and raw. It's partly cooked and partly raw. This is unlike any other pirushim we had. He learns the Rambam that there's only one baking, first the baking and then the frying, which is different than all three pirushim Rashi brought. And how is he mekayim noa and noa? Well, noa is mekuyim because the baking is before the frying. That's how we mekayim noa. And how we mekayim noa, partly baked, simply because it's never completely baked. First is the boiling, then the baking, and then the frying, and after all three, it's still partially raw, or rather, incompletely baked. Perhaps the Rambam's girsa was rako, which means that the final product is still soft, it's incompletely baked. Then the Gemara goes weiter, Tanan Hosam, we learned the Mishnah in Menachos, Chavite Kohen Godol Lishosan V'Arichosan V'Afiyosan B'Snim. The lisha of the oil and the flour, the Aricha means the shaping of the individual chalas, V'Afiyosan, and baking, frying, and boiling, all these processes we spoke about before, B'Snim, they're all done inside the Azorah. Now, why do all these have to be done in the Azorah? The Afiyah we know because they were baked in a special Tanur Shel Matches, which we'll learn about a lot later, that was in the Azorah, and that was a Klishoris. But why did the Lisha and the Aricha have to be in the Azorah? And we must also understand that this Tana holds that the only Mincha that its Lisha and Aricha is in the Azorah is the Mincha of Chavitin. The other Menachas can have the Lisha outside of the Azorah. Now, all Menachas have to be measured with a Keli that was the size of Isorin. The Isorin Shebe Migdash was used to measure all the Menachas. And Al Korchach, it could not be a Klishoris, because if that was so, and it was Makadosh, the flour that was put into it, then all the Menachas that were baked would have to have their Lisha inside the Azorah, because once the flour is in a Klishoris, it has Kedushas HaGuf, and if Nisal B'Yoytze, it cannot be taken out of the Azorah. So why is the Minchas Chavitin different? The Teretz is because the Minchas Chavitin first was measured in Inigsorin, like all Menachas, which is not Mekadosh et Kedushas HaGuf, it's not a Klishoris, but then it's split in half, as we learned before, and each Chati Yisorin is separated one from another by a second Keli, a special Chati Yisorin, which is a Klishoris. The Chati Yisorin was Niskadesh, to have the power of a Klishoris. Why was the Yisorin not Niskadesh? The Teretz is because the Yisorin was given in the hands of individuals who brought their own Korban Mincha, and many times they took it to measure their flour, and they would carry it with them outside of the Azorah, and if it would be Klishoris, it would pass over Mincha. That's why they were medaydik not to be Mekadosh Yisorin Bedavke. But the Chati Yisorin, which was only used by the preparers of the Minchas Chavitin, had Kedushas Klishoris. The Meila Lisha, which was done after that Medida, and the Aricha, the preparation and shaping of the Chalas, all had to be done in the Azorah. The Doicha says HaShabbos, and their Doicha Shabbos, meaning that all this baking and preparation is done on Shabbos. No Hanimili, Ameavune, Tufine. We learn out from the word tufine that it's Doicha Shabbos. How? Teofena noe. When they're baked, they should look beautiful. The Yofilone Esmoil, if they would be prepared and baked and fried and so on yesterday. In Shifolo, they would be blown up and lose the niceness of their appearance. Maskefor Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, yes, Akasha, why do they have to lose their appearance? Ema de Kovash Lebiaka. There's a way of preserving them by packing them in certain grasses and yerokos that will preserve their appearance. Today we shmoil tona. Teyose, ve'afilu b'Shabbos. Teyose, ve'afilu b'Tumah. There's an extra word, Teyose, al machas b'Hashem and Teyose, and that tells us that the Maise is very important. It's marba the tzivui to have this Teyose, this Maise, and it has to be done despite obstacles standing in the way of the Asiyah, which is Shabbos or Tumah. Now, how could we learn two drashas out from the same word? So Tosfos in one shot says, because in Psochim, the Gemara is marach to show that there are two separate limudim, which teach us that the Korban Pesach is brought on Shabbos, and it's brought if the tzibur is tomei, despite the obstacle of tumah. And once the pasuk was megale that Shabbos and tumah are both nidche, that is, when we have a Korban tzibur, Shabbos and tumah are both nidche by a Korban yochid, neither is nidche, that means they go together. So when we have here one word, teyote, it tells us both Shabbos and tumah together. Abaya Omar, Abaya has a different limud to tell us that Shabbos is nitche. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Soilas Mincha Tonid, that this Korban Soilas which is brought for mincha, should be brought every single day, tamid. But the word tamid is used to teach us, hayayi kemincha tamidin, that there's a hekesh from this mincha to tamid, and just like a tamid is doicha Shabbos and doicha tumah, so too, despite the fact that chazitin, by the way, is a korban yochid, it belongs to the Kohen Gadol, and we might think that it's not doicha Shabbos and tumah, being a korban yochid. So the chiddush from all these limudim is that despite that, it's treated like a korban tzibur and it's doicha Shabbos and tumah. Rova Omer al Nachvas. Rova says that we could learn out that we're doicha Shabbos from the fact that the Torah requires a machvas. And the use of the word al machvas in the pasuk denotes that it's a special machvas, that's miuchedes, which means melamed shadun a kli, that it requires a special kli, which is a kli shoris. Not just stava keli that's used to measure it, being used to fry it, but a keli with a name and it was standing in a beis hamikdash. Now, once it's in a kli shoris, it would be nifsal belina, the ofilone yesmoil, if it would be baked yesterday, erev Shabbos. If the label lino, it would become possible if it's left overnight. Tosfos remarks that we have a klal that klishores einon mekadesh ela bizmanon. The klishores is only mekadesh in the zman of the hakravas hakorban. Now, if the korban would not be doicha Shabbos, it would be baked in the machvas the day before erev Shabbos, and that's not the zman of the chavitin. And according to the klal of klishores ein mekadesh ela bizmanon, the machvas would not be mekadesh the mincha erev Shabbos. So why should there be a psulin if it would be left overnight? The answer Tosfos says is simply if the preparation of the chavitin wouldn't be doicha Shabbos, and the Torah does require a klishoris to prepare the chavitin, and since you can't do it on Shabbos, the only zman to do that preparation would have to be erev Shabbos. There would be no other time. The melech would come out that the zman of the hachona of the chavitin is bedavke erev Shabbos. That is the zman, and the klishoris would be mekadesh at that time because that would be zmanon. According to the klal, klishoris is mekadesh bizmanon. But that would be impossible because it would be nifsal belina since it has to be left over for the next morning. Therefore, the only aid is to say that you don't prepare erev Shabbos, it is doicha Shabbos, and the time to be mekadesh the chavitin is on Shabbos itself. Now, this entire discussion revolved around the question of why do we bake and fry the minchas chavitin on Shabbos? But no one questioned as to why the minchas chavitin is brought on Shabbos. Why, in other words, is there a haktorah of the minchas chavitin on Shabbos? Don't forget that after all this preparation, half of the chavitin is brought Shabbos in the morning, as every day, and half ben harbayim. The haktorah is made on Shabbos. So why don't we have to have a posik for this? So the teretz is that the previous psukim of soilas mincha tomid and teyosa afilu b'Shabbos definitely tells us this without any question, that the haktorah should be done on Shabbos. Rove isn't choylik on that, nor is Rav Huna, who both said the different drushes as to why the mincha is baked on Shabbos. The reason they didn't accept the drusha of soilas mincha tomid or teyosa is because they say that those drushes go into etzem haktorah, but why shouldn't the preparation be done before Shabbos? Those who darshan from teyosa and soilas mincha tomid harehi kemincha tamidin say that we can't darshan from al machvas because we would be forced to say that the machvas in question is not a klishoris in order to avoid being mechal Shabbos. However, soilas mincha tomid or teyosa tells us that just like the haktorah is on Shabbos, so too the yafi is on Shabbos. And Rava says no, those psukim only go into haktorah. It's either posik, we can't say both, it's one posik or the other. And therefore we have to say that the Xeris HaKosav is from the word machvas, which must, by definition, be a klishoris. And then the Gemara says, Tanya Kavotei Derove, there's a b'raisa that supports Rove, al machvas melamed sheteuna kli, that Chazal did darshan from the word machvas that it must have a klishoris. And machvas is not just simply a way of frying it, but it's the name of a specific kli, and any keli that has a special name is most definitely a klishoris, because it shows the chashivas of the keli by the fact that it was given a name according to its function. Now, notice that the Gemara said Tanya Kavose Derove, the Braisa supports Derove. His Derosha Bedavke is supported by a Braisa. Later on, we have a Braisa that says, Sayyush the Derosha Vabaya, Soilas Mincha Tomid, Harehikim Minchas Tomidin. It's a little bit further down on the Omud. And yet we don't say Tanya Kavose the Abaya as well, simply because, as I said before, Derove agrees to the Derosha of Abaya, that we use Soilas Mincha Tomid to tell us that the Haktorah is made on Shabbos. But he says it's not enough to learn from there that the Afi is made on Shabbos. Or perhaps Rav is saying more than that, The other thing we could learn out from Sefer Nechotam is that the Asiyah is made on Shabbos, but it's not necessary, because once we see from the word Machvas that it must have a Klishoris, and that's a special halacha, that the Machvas must be Neskadosh because of Klishoris, then there's no need for any Drosha to tell us that the Asiyah of the Chazit Nezdach Shabbos. Now we'll go on with this very same Be'aitzah. It says Bashemen, Al Machvas Bashemen, there's an extra word Bashemen. We would know by ourselves that we have to have shemen, because anything prepared in the machvas needs shemen. So lohoisef for shemen. We learn that from the extra word bashemen, that we add more than the normal, ordinary amount of shemen. Then you'd add kamo, but I wouldn't know how much to add. Then you don't. So we'll try to make a limud to learn out how much shemen to add. Nema kan shemen, v'nema lahalon minchas nesochem shemen. The word shemen is used here, and then minchas nesochem. Malahalon shloishef lugin leisorin. By minchas nesachim, as you know, it's the mincha brought after each korban oil and korban shlomim. Over there you have one isorin per kedus, but there are three lugin. Three lugin are revias hahin. That's the amount of shemen that's brought for kedus, which also has an isorin of soilus. A very large amount of shemen per isorin. Hafkan shloishef lugin leisorin here too, because of the xer shavu shemen, we also have to have three lugin for an isorin. Perhaps we should go along a different path. Nema kan shemen, v'nema b'minchas nedove shemen. By minchas nedove, it also says shemen. No, malahalon lug echad. By minchas nedove, there's only one lug of shemen brought for each isorin. Nir l'mi doime, let's see to which one chavitin is doime. To minchas nesachim or to minchas nedove. Now, before we go weiter, there seems to be quite an apparent problem over here in the Gemara. That's a davar poshut, that the smallest amount of shemen that we could possibly have is a lug. We find no case where there's less than a lug for a single korban mincha. Now, before we had a zibui from the extra word shemen, which taught us lahoisef shemen, that we add more shemen than we might have thought on our own, which means that it must be more than a lug. And now we're trying to decide whether we should learn from minchas nesachim, which is shloishes lugin, or minchas nedove, which is one lug. Now, how could it be a havamim to learn from minchas nedove and give it only one lug? We already said lahoisef shemen, we have to have more, which means at least more than one lug. Memele, we know there has to be three lugin, like minchas nesachim. The Gemara will ask that later on. In the meantime, let's finish the diyun over here. Donin, pashat, pashat. According to the Girsa, we have in Rashi, we leave out the bays. Tov shin tes, tov shin tes. It's a Rosh Tevis that stands for three things in which minchas chazitin is similar to minchas nesachim. One, todir, that it's brought every single day. Chazitin is brought every single day, and a tonit, which requires nesachim, is also brought every single day. Doich Shabbos, both Chazitin and Netonid are Doich Shabbos, and Doich Tumah, and they're both Doich Tumah. In this way, they're similar. Whereas Minchas Nedove is not Todir, many days could go by without a Minchas Nedove, and being a private Korban, Minchas Nedove is neither Doich Shabbos nor Tumah. So it's not similar in these three ways. Oi, Klach Oderech Zu, or perhaps go the other way, and show Bedafke three similarities between Minchas Chazitin and Minchas Nedove, which Minchas Nesachim doesn't have. Donin, Yogel Mi Yogel. Again, without the second Yud. Yud, Gimel, Lamed. Yochid, Bigalal Atzma, and Levoina. Meaning, Minchas Chazitin, despite the fact that it's brought every single day, is still a Korban Yochid, it belongs to the Kohen Godel, just like Minchas Nedove, and Bigalal Atzma, it comes all by itself, it's not attached to any Korban Behema, whereas Minchas Nesachim is attached to a Behema. Minchas Nedove also, of course, comes by itself. And Levoina, meaning that Chazitin and Minchas Nedove both have Levoina. Minchas Nesachim has only Shemen and no Levoina. The Ein Dogen in Yogel, Mishayin Yogel. And maybe we can't learn out Minchas Chazitin from Nesachim, which doesn't have these three, brought in these three milos of Yud Gimel Lamed. So now we're stuck, we don't know how to be done. We're going to use this drasha that we had earlier, that the Chazitin is called Tomid. It's compared to the Minchas Tomid. It's similar to the Mincha that's brought along with the Korban Tomid. The Korban Tomid is an Oila, and the Mincha brought along with the Korban Tomid is a Minchas Nesachim. Ma Minchas Tomidim Gimel Lugin Leisorin. By Minchas Tomidim, there are three Lugin to each Isorin, as there is in every Nesachim. Avdu, over here too, because of that Hekesh, we learn now too that there should be Gimel Lugin Leisorin. Heb Shemen Oimer Riba Kan Shemen. The Riba B'Minchas Kvotim Shemen. Heb Shemen goes back to that Rosh that we had earlier, Lahoisef Lo Shemen. He says we learn that from the extra word vashemen, that is additional shemen. There can't be any havamin in the world that we should have just one lug of shemen, because that's the minimum amount of shemen, and we know that there has to be a tosefes shemen, more than the minimum. And Mela, the first thing that comes to mind is v'riba b'minchas kvosim shemen, that a mincha that's brought along with a kevis, that's a minchas nesachim, also has more than the minimum amount of oil. Ma'bahalon shloshes lugin lisorim, avkar shloshes lugin lisorim. Over there it's three lugin to each isorim, so here too it should be three lugin to each isorim. But it can't be one lug to an isorim. That wouldn't be a ribu shemen. Lakvach l'derechzu, but there's another way to learn. Ribu kan shemen. It's true, we have over here extra shemen. But v'ribu b'minchas por and the elim shemen. When we bring a minchas nesachim that goes along with a por and an ayil, there's also additional shemen. But over there, it's malahal and shnei lugin l'isorin. It's only two lugin per isorin. Now, how do we have two lugin per isorin? You know that shloisha esroinim lapor, u'shnei esroinim lo'oil. There are three esroinim for each por, there are two esroinim for each ayil. But the amount of oil used for either of these is similar to the amount of wine, which you're familiar with from the Kriya for Rosh Chodesh. And over there it says, v'niskeyem chatzi hahin yiyah lapor, u'shlishis hahin lo'ayil. A hin is 12 lugin. Chatzi hin is 6 lugin to a por, and we have this 6 lugin of shemen too, as we have in Parsha Shlach, and a shlish is a hin for an ayil, which is 4 lugin. So 6 lugin per 3 yesroinim means 2 lugin for each yesroinim. And by the ayil the same, 4 lugin for 2 yesroinim is again 2 lugin for each yesroinim. It's only the kevis that has that extra large amount of oil, because over there, there's a Yerziyas Ahin, which is 3 lugin, but there's only one Isorin, so the ratio is 3 to 1. Whereas by a par and an ayil, the ratio of lugin to Israinim is 2 to 1. So Rav Shimon says it's true that we're mar the extra shemen. But who says it's 3 lugin to an Isorin? Perhaps it's 2 lugin to an Isorin. So then he says, nir l'midoyme. Let's see to which of these menoches is the minchas chavid modoyme. Donin mincha habo Isorin, mi mincha habo the Isorin. Over here, the mincha has only one isorin. That's all flour there is. Ve'ein donin mincha habo isorin. The mincha habo beis v'gimel isorin. But how could we learn now the mincha chazitin, which is only one isorin, from the mincha porim, which is 3, or the mincha seilim, which is 2? Now, the Gemara goes back to that original digduk that we made all the way in the beginning. Ho gufe kashin. The wording goes deep. Braise is a shver on itself. Amit bashemen lohoifet loshemen. We said that we learn out from the extra word bashemen to add more shemen than the minimum amount of shemen. Hogu fekashe. Now the Gemara goes back to that kasha that we took note of when we learned the b'aisa all the way in the beginning. Hamrit or Marta, you said before bashemen that we use the extra word bashemen to teach us lahoisef lo shemen, that we have to have more than the ordinary amount of shemen. So other tone, and immediately afterwards we have in the b'aisa nema kan shemen v'nema b'minchas nedova shemen, that perhaps we should learn out a limit from Minchas Nedove, that there should be only one lug of shemen, which is the minimum amount of shemen. There's no hoisofa shemen there at all. How could there be a havamina after we have a drosha which tells us lahoisef b'shemen? On Rabbi said, man tana b'shemen lahoisef, who's the tana who learns the first part of the b'raisa? Reb Shimon he. That's Reb Shimon who says later on that there's a pashtus that we have to have additional shemen. The only question is whether it's 3 lugin per isorin or 2 lugin per isorin. But there's no happening to say 1 lug per isorin. And the beginning of the b'aisa is really a lead into the shita of Reb Shimon at the end of the b'aisa. Uvedina man kamahadir, who's the tana who learns this limud in the beginning, this dina, which gives us a havamina that there may only be 1 lug of shemen? That's Rabbi Shmuel, meaning Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishal Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakia. That Rabbi Yishmoel, who told us the drosha of Soilus Mincha Tomid Harei Luchok to Minchas Tamidin, after we got stuck and we didn't know which way to be Machriya between Minchas Nesochem and Minchas Nedove, so Rabbi Yishmoel ben Ashal Yochan and Berke came in and told us that we have a pasuk to tell us that it's the Dafke from Minchas Tomid Harei Luchok to Minchas Tamidin with 3 lugin. Since he brought the pasuk, that shows that he's the one who cleared the Shaila to begin with, and Memele, he never dashed the drosha of Lahoisef Lashemen. He learned from the word Bashemen that there's Shemen. But how much Shemen? There's no indication. He didn't see in the word Bashemen any ribui that tells us that there's a Hoisofa Shemen. Rafun Rebbe Rishua Omar. Rebbe Rishua says a different shot. Kula Rebbe Shmuel Benoy Shal Rebbe Yachman Beroikehi. The beginning of the Be'aisa also goes like Rebbe Shmuel Benoy Shal Rebbe Yachman Beroikehi. Behochi Koma. And this is the way we have to be Mepharish, the beginning of the Be'aisa. First we said Bashemen, Lahoisef Lashemen. that the word b'shemen tells us there must be extra shemen, more than the usual amount. The ilik boya shemen, if it just comes to tell us that there is shemen, meaning that without that word we would have never known that there's shemen, loy tzorich, for this we don't have to have the word b'shemen at all. Kiven dichsiv bei al machvas, since it says there the word al machvas, it has to be made in a frying pan, similar to a minchas machvas, kim minchas machvas damya. It has to be doime to the minchas nedova, which is minchas machvas. One of the minchas nedova is minchas machvas, which is made in that very same keli, and that has to have shemen. That's why we said that b'shemen is extra, and it only comes to teach us l'hoisif l'shemen. Then when the Gemara declares that perhaps we should learn it out from minchas nedova, that there's no more than one lug of shemen, which means that the word b'shemen is not extra, meaning that without it, we would never know that there's shemen in the minchas chavitin. How could we have such a havamina? So, oy einoy elo l'kboya l'shemen. Perhaps, no, we use the word shemen to tell us that there's shemen b'chlal in the minchas. That is shemen kavua in the mincha. Did loy kosev rachmana b'shemen? If the Torah wouldn't have written the word b'shemen, havamina teve k'minchas choyte. Let it be like a mincha choyte. A person who has to bring a mincha instead of a korban chatas by korban oil v'yored, the poorest person brings a mincha choyte, and over there there's no shemen, and nor is there any lavoina. And what the Gemara means to say is like this, that we do find in the world a mincha without shemen, and if it wouldn't say shemen here, we would never know that there's shemen. It says al machvas. So perhaps that would merely teach us that we have to use such a type of keli to prepare the mincha, but it could be done without shemen. Hodaroma, then the Tan of the Beraisa says, Tevinami l'kboya l'shemen. Let it be that the word b'shemen doesn't tell us there's extra shemen, it's only koiveya that there has to be b'chval shemen. Still, teisim idina, I could learn it out from svora, from limudim, and we could learn out that there should be shloisha lugin shemen. The don dina, then the Beraisa goes on to use this type of reasoning called dina to try to make a limud from here and from there. V'loyafile, and the conclusion is that we cannot use any dina because we remain evenly balanced between a limud from minchas nesochim, which is three lugin, and from minchas nedova, which is one lug. V'yatzach l'kro, soiles mincha tomid, and then we had to bring the posik soiles mincha tomid, that we learned out from the Korban Talmud, Kidim Asayim, Rabbi Shmuel Milsei. Like Rabbi Shmuel, Taka finished his statement, saying that we need the Pasuk Soilus Mincha Tomid to teach us that there are three Lugin, otherwise from a din we can't learn it out. So the entire Bais up till that point is all the statement of Rabbi Shmuel and Eshel Rabbi Yochanan Doike. Rabbi Omar Kula Rabbi Shimon, that the whole Bais actually is the memory of Rabbi Shimon, up till the point where it says Rabbi Shmuel line there. And when we said in the beginning that from b'shemen we learn out l'hoisif l'shemen, there was no question about the limud. There was no alternative. We definitely did learn out l'hoisif l'shemen, and there must be extra shemen, more than a lug. It's a shver. Why did the b'raisa follow with a discussion of a shaila that maybe we should learn out from minchas nedova that there should be a lug, if we already said l'hoisif, that there must be more than a lug? So, v'ilu loynemar komar, the Beis is just discussing how we would think and how we would reason if we didn't have the limud of b'shemen l'hoisif l'shemen. V'hochi komar, and this is what the Beis is telling us. B'shemen l'hoisif l'shemen. We know that b'shemen is a derosha that tells us there must be added shemen, more than the minimal lug. The ilik boil l'shemen, if it just tells us that we have to have shemen, like zorach, that we don't need a pasik b'shemen, given the chsiz ba'al machvas, since it says al machvas, ki machvas damye. It has to be like any mincha la machvas, which requires shemen. So we know we need shemen. And of course, the minimum is a lug. And from b'shemen l'hoisif, we know it must be more than that. V'ad shlo yoyma b'shemen, yesh l'bedin. And why do we need the pasik b'shemen to tell us this? Even without the pasik b'shemen, we could reason out that there must be more shemen. V'don din it. And then we try to follow the reasoning based on don din it, which is to try to learn it out from a different pasha. And then l'yasilay. We remain at a stalemate whether to learn it out from Minchas Nesochim, which is three lugim, or from Minchas Nedova, which is one lug, and V'atzecho B'Shemen. And we see that we have no choice but to use the derosha of B'Shemen that we started out with. And in the middle, we throw in the memra of Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel Rabbi Yochanan Doike. But then we go back again to Rabbi Shimon's way of thinking. After we already concluded that from b'shemen we could learn out that there's more than one lug, and we said the only choice is to have three lugin, hoder omer, then we say no, tevikim in chasporim v'yelim. Maybe we could learn out that it should be more than one lug, but instead of three, just two. Two lugin to one isorin, like by min chasporim v'yelim. Hoder omer, and then finally we said no, don in mincha habo isorin. we learn out Minchas Chazitin, which the Shir is one Isorin, from Minchas Kevotim, which the Shir is one Isorin, and it must be three Lugin to one Isorin, not two or one out by Minchas Parim and Minchas Eilim. Now, before going to the next Mishnah, I'd like to elaborate on one Prat that was discussed in the previous Sugya. I mentioned that the Rambam, in describing the Seder of the preparation of the Chazitin, brings first, in a general way, the Loshen Uboileil Hasoilef Bashemen. He mixes the flour with oil, the choil to beroyschen, and then plunges it into boiling water. The Losh Mikol Chati Yisoren Shesh Chalas, and makes from each half of Yisoren six Chalas. In Halacha Gimel, the following Halacha, the Rambam describes in detail the exact Seder of how it was prepared, where he says that the three Lugin were divided up into 12 Zivias, and each Chala was made with one separate Zivias. It was baked and then fried in the machfas. I'll also remind you that I said that the words in Halacha Beis are not written kiseder. It's impossible to say that the flour is mixed with oil and it's plunged into boiling water and then it's divided up into six parts, because we see from Halacha Gimel that the oil is divided up into 12 equal parts and each part is mixed with 1/12 of the flour. So surely when it says Losh Mikol Chati Yisor and Shesh Chalos, after the words Uboilel HaSoilos B'Shem and B'Chol T'Beroyschen, there's no doubt at all that the Lisha in six Chalos came before Chol T'Beroyschen, because as we see, the Lisha was made in 12 separate parts. So it can't be that it was first mixed with oil and then divided into six parts. We see later that it was first divided into equal parts and then mixed with equal parts of oil. So Al Korcha the Loshen in Halacha Beis is just a general statement. Boilel hasoilos b'shemen, it's mixed with oil, it's plunged into hot water, it's made into six separate chalas, altogether there are 12 chalas, and that's it. Then the exact seder is described in Halacha Gimel. There's only one difficulty, there's one omission in Halacha Gimel. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam describes the baking and the frying. He says nothing about the choil to b'roischen. He doesn't tell us at exactly which point it was plunged into the roischen, into hot water. And there's not one word mentioned in Shas about the sinyan of roischen. It all comes from the Toras Koyanim. As I said, then the Toras Koyanim teaches the word murbeches to mean that it's plunged into roischen. I said then that min hasfora, the roischen comes before the asiyah, which is, according to the Rambam, before the tigun. It would be kedai, though, that you take a look in the Perish HaMishnayas LaRambam, in the ninth Perik, on the Mishnah, the third Mishnah that begins with Revius Mahoifa Mishameshes. We're almost halfway down there, the following interesting Loshen, which seems to be contradictory to the Loshen in the Halacha, where he says, Chol to Beroyschen. And you'd find the following. It says, There behu ki masha omer b'chavite koyen godel, that this which it says b'chavite koyen godel, murbeches to the yana, the words murbeches, the same thing it says by toida, soilus murbeches, and Chazal call it Revucha, v'hi nikris etzlam Revucha. And he says, I don't know what this word means. There's no root for it in Loshon Kodesh. But then he said, Min hasfor, nizchazka daiti b'inyan Revucha. I feel very strongly about the inyan of Revucha, that it simply means ribui hashemen, more oil than usual. And then the Rambam goes on to say that wherever the word Murbeches or Revucha is used, there's more oil than usual, by Chavite Kohen Godel, and by the Min Matzah called Revucha among the Lachmi Toida. And then he says the following, what exactly does this Revucha mean? V'dayti noite, and I feel, she'inyan Revucha hi inyan kluya b'shemen, fried in oil. K'moy she'koilin dovor she'nikr b'losh na'arov, he brings down some type of food in Arabic, which they fry in oil, which floats to the top of the oil, which it's fried. And that's why you need all that oil, in order to fry it well in oil. And that's what it says in the Pasuk there, Rambam concludes, Bashemen Peyose, it should be made in oil, Murbeches to Vienna. It should be sort of deep fried. And then he quotes the Toras Koyanim, the Sefer, which says the following words, Milamet Shekol Ma'aseh B'Roischen. From the word Murbeches, we see that everything should be done in boiling Roischen. And the Rambam concludes by saying, "V'ho inyan hazeh." What does it mean? Sheyehei kol shemen shalitzima. All the oil that's used with chavitin, yoyseyach, it should be boiling. And finally, says, "V'ho oil v'ho inyan kain." And since that's so, Masha Omer Revius v'chalechad. When it says Revius for each one, Reitzaloyma shekoilin oisa bo, that each one should be boiled in a separate pot with the Revius of shemen. Now, it would seem from there that the Rambam holds there's no Lisha B'Shemen at all. But even the Minchat Chavitin has to be kneaded in water, in warm water, Kol HaMenachas Nilu Sheis B'Poishrin, like the Mishnah says weiter about other Menachas. Whereas in the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam says that most of the oil is used to knead the dough with. Twice he says Nilu Sheis B'Shemen, when he speaks about the Aviyas for each one, and earlier when he speaks in general about the preparation of the Minchat Chavitin. And only a little bit is left over to fry the mincha in, not a deep frying, which would have to have the entire aviyas, like he says in the Perash HaMishnayos. And also in Perash HaMishnayos, he leaves out the entire inyan of plunging it into boiling hot water, which is the only translation of the word cholta b'roischen, which we find in the Yad HaChazaka. Unless, of course, the words cholta b'roischen, which are found in the Yad HaChazaka, mean to plunge it in boiling hot oil, but that's not at all the way the Mefarshim learned Pshat and the Rambam. They assume for a Pashtus that Chol Tabiroitzchen means to plunge it into boiling hot water. But this step is left out from the Seder in Halacha Gimel, where it only speaks about Asiya and Tigun, because the step of Chol Tabiroitzchen is never mentioned in the Gemara at all. And moreover, from the Seder in Halacha Gimel, it's also very strongly not mashma that the Chalit Tabiroitzchen mentioned in Halacha Beis means to plunge it into boiling oil, because there it clearly says that the oil is used for lisha, and the remaining oil is used for frying, and there's no indication that there's any chalita in boiling hot oil. So, all in all, this step of mur beches, which is cholta b'roischen, it seems to be the most confusing part of the preparation of minchas chavitin. The Rambam in Perash HaMishnayos has a difficult time with it, and he says, noite daiti and eschastka daiti, and that he couldn't find any source in the language to explain what the word murbeches means. So perhaps while he was being mechaber Perash HaMishnayos, it was mistavet to say the Perash one way, and then later on when he wrote the Yad HaChazaka, he decided that the Perash must be cholta to b'roischen, and that the oil is not used for deep frying. Now the next Mishnah. Lo yiminu koyen achatachtov, if they didn't appoint another koyen in the place of the koyen gadol who died, mishel mihoi v'kreva. So who paid for the Hakrovas Minchas Chavitin? It's a private korban which came from the Kohen Godel. If there was no Kohen Godel, who paid for it? Reb Shimon Oimer Mishal Tzibur. Reb Shimon says the Tzibur paid, in other words, it came from the Tumas Halishka, and it was considered until a new Kohen Godel arose to be a korban Tzibur. Reb Yehuda Oimer Mishal Yorshin, that the Yorshin of the first Kohen Godel paid for it from his private Nechosim that he left over to his Yorshin. Ushleima Hoysa Kreva, and the entire Minchas Chavitin, the entire Shir of Yisorin, all 12 Chalas were brought at once. Whether it was doubled both in the morning and in the evening will be discussed later on in the Gemara. Now, who says these words, Ushleima Hoysa Kreva? Is it the conclusion of Reb Yehuda's statement, or is it Alib de Kula Alma, both Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, Hamaskim that Shleima Hoysa Kreva? We'll see about this momentarily in the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Tone Abon on Koyen Godel Shemeis. The Koyen Godel died, Veloy Minu Koyen Achatachtav, and they weren't Memanu Nu Koyen Godel. Minayin Shateim and Chosei Kreva Mishal Yorashim. How do we know that the Yorashim pay for the Hakrovas HaMincha, for the Minchas Chavitin? Talmud Loime, Vakoyen HaMashiach, Tachtav Nibonav Yate Oysa. The Koyen Mashiach, the Koyen Godel, who was Nimshach with the Shemen HaMishcha, Tachtav Nibonav, those children who take his place, who take over his Yerusha, Yate Oysa. They should pay for making the Minchas Chavitin. That's how we dash in the Pasuk. There are a number of drashas that we learn from this Pasuk. One is that a Kohen Godel, Ben Kohen Godel, requires Mashiach. Halacha by Melech, in contrast to this, is that a Melech Ben Melech does not require Mashiach with a Shem HaMishcha. But a Kohen Godel does have to have Mashiach, even if he's the only child of a previous Kohen Godel. The reason is because the Pasuk says, HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtav Nibonav, that the son of the Kohen Godel who took his place has to have Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha. However, our present Yorsha comes from the words, Yaseh Oiso, that the Yorshim have to pay for the Mincha before a new Kohen Godel is chosen. Yochel Yakrivenu Chatzoyen, you might think that he brings a half a Mincha, just like the Kohen Godel did while he was alive. Talmud Lomer Oiso, the word Oiso is Mashma Kulo, the entire Mincha is brought by the Yorshim. V'loi Chetzia, not half at a time. Divi Rev Yehuda. This is Rev Yehuda's Rasha. Rev Shimon Oime, Chok Oilom, Mishal Oilom. At the end of the Pasha it says, Chok Oilom, La Hashem, Kolil Toktor. Chok Oilom means it comes from the Tzibur, from the Oilom. Mishal Oilom, they have to pay for it. The world. The Tzibur. Kolil Toktor, it should be completely burnt on the Mizbeach, Shetei Kulabaktor, that the entire thing should be burnt on the Mizbeach. Now, Rashi says first that the word kolul toktor shatei kulabar Torah means that it should have the halacha of every minchas koyin, that there's no kmita, there's no shirayim, but the entire minchas koyin, even by a regular minchas netovah, is burnt on the mizbeach, havak Torah. So, according to this, Pshat would come out that there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda dashens oiso shalo yakiven lachatzoyin. And Reb Shimon says there's no such dosha. It is brought lachatzoyin if the tzibur pays for it. He doesn't dashen the posik oiso for Rabbi Yehuda's dosha. And his posik of kolul toktor tells us something entirely different, that there's no kmitza, nor is there shirayim, none of it is eaten, but it all has to be mukter on the mizbeach. Rashi brings another drasha that the word shatei kula b'haktorah means that the entire thing should have haktorah. In other words, the same as Rabbi Yehuda, that shleima hoisa kreva. If the tzibur brings it, then they have to bring an entire shear of minchas chatitin at once, not half in the morning and half in the evening. And according to this pshat, it comes out that the last statement in the Mishnah shleima hoisa kreva is both from Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. There's no machloikis in it. They both agree that shleima hoisa kreva. Now the Gemara asks back on Rabbi Yehuda, V'hai HaKoyin HaMashiach V'hachu Yehuda Yosa? Could he use the Pasuk HaKoyin HaMashiach for his derosha to say that the Yerushim have to pay? Chaim Boy Lelech Tesanya, we need it for a different derosha. Zeh Korban Aaron Uvonav, Hashi Yakivu L'Hashem, B'yoyim Himoshach Oisoy. This is the Korban of Aaron and his sons, which they have to bring for a Korban on the day that they get Mashiach to become Kohen Gadol. Yochel Yehu Aaron Uvonav Makivin Korban Echod. Maybe we're speaking about the day of the Miluim, the Shmini Miluim, when Aaron and his sons all became Kohenim. Aaron became the Kohen Gadol, his sons became Kohenim Hedyotis, and they should all bring one single korban that should be for all of them. Talmud Lema Asher Yakrivu Hashem. Another pasuk that doesn't say Yakrivu Oisei, but Yakrivu Hashem. So we see there's an additional hakrovet. Aaron Bisnei Atzmai, Ubonav Bisnei Atzmai. And what does Bonav mean? Bonav Elu Kohenim Hedyotis. It means all Kohenim, every single Kohen that becomes Neschanach LaVoida. So in the day he becomes a Neschanach LaVoida, you have to bring a mincha, which is the same exact mincha as the chazitin that the Kohen Gadol brings every day. Atoim Kohenim Hedyotis, you say every Kohen Hedyot has to bring in his day of chinuch this mincha, which is called Minchas Chinuch. Oy Enoy Elu Kohenim Gedoylem. Maybe it means only Kohen Gedoylem. And Bonav means those sons who take over the Yerusha of Aaron HaKoyen. Kishehu Oimer V'HaKoyen HaMashiach Tachta Mibonav. When it says this pasuk that we're using, HaKoyen HaMashiach Tachta Mibonav, which means the Kohen Gadol who takes the place of Aaron, Harei Kohen Gadol Omer. So we have already a pasuk for the Kohen Gadol. Ho'amani Mekayim Bonav. When it says Zer Korban Aaron of Bonav, who are these Bonav? Elu Kohenim Hedyotis. These are ordinary Kohenim. So now, what is the halacha? The halacha is that every Kohen Hedyot has to bring this mincha once in his lifetime. If one Kohen Hedyot becomes later on a Kohen Gadol, in the day that he becomes a Kohen Gadol, he's again Nitzchanech, as the Gemara says later on, and he has to bring a second Chavitin for his Chinuch to become a Kohen Gadol. In addition to that, he has to bring every single day of his tenure as Kohen Gadol the Minchas Chavitin Machatisa Baboiker or Machatisa Baorev. And that we learn now from the word Tomid that we spoke about earlier. Tomid tells us the Kohen Gadol have to bring the Chavitin every single day, alongside of the Korban Tomid, actually. And from the Pasuk Bonav, we learn out that Kohenim Hedyotis bring this Korban once in a lifetime, when they're Nischanach L'Kahuna, and Chinuch from a Kohen Hedyot to a Kohen Gadol also requires a single Korban Chazitin, in addition to the daily Chazitin. And the Gemara's Kashi is that we use the Pasuk of HaKohen HaMashiach Tachban Mibonav Yatzo for a different Rosh, to tell us that future Kohenim Gedolim have to bring the Korban. By the way, at this point in the Gemara, we do not know yet clearly that future Kohen Gadolim have to bring the Chavitin every single day. Because from the word Tomid, we see Aaron HaKohen have to bring it every single day. From the word Bonav, we see all Kohen HaMedyoitis have to bring it with their Neschanach. From the Posik V'HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtam Mibonav Yatzoi, so we see future Kohen Gadolim have to bring it. But it could be easily understood to mean that the day that they're Neschanach to become Kohen Gadolim, that's when they have to bring a one-time minchas chazitin, a minchas chinuch for their becoming kohenim gedolim. But a daily minchas chazitin, we don't see it from the posik, and that we'll see in a moment later on in the Gemara. But our problem at this point is, how could we use the posik v'kohen ha-mashiach tachtav mibonav to say that the yorshim pay for the chazitin? So the answer is, im kein lichtav kroh ha-kohen ha-mashiach tachtav bonav yaseh, without the mem. if it would say HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtavon Az Yaseh, so we would know that the Yorshim have to pay for the Minchas Chazit. My Nibonov, the Mem of Nibonov, tells us the Rosh Shamit Minotati, that this is a reference to a case where only one out of many sons are picked to replace Aaron. And where is that? Where one of the Kohen HaGodol sons became Kohen Godol in his place after the first Kohen Godol died. So we see that the new Kohen Godol has to bring the Minchas Chavitin when he's Neschanach, because it says the Mem of Nibonov. We see the Yerushim have to pay for the Minchas Chavitin because it says Bonov Yaseh Oysa. Now one could ask, why can't we say that the entire Derosha comes to say that the new Kohen Godol should be Makrev Minchas Chavitin Biyon Chinuchoi? And that's why it says Nibonov Yaseh Oysa. How do we know the Yerushim have to pay? But as I said before, there is a mashmoes that Chazal saw in the Pasuk that there are definitely two Derashas, not just one Derasha. So we learn out the Yerushim have to pay and the new Kohen Godol has to bring Mincha Biyon Chiduchai. Reb Shimon, Hai Oysa Mayovidle, what does Reb Shimon do with the Oysa that's a Yudadashim? With the Pasuk Vakohen HaMashiach Tachtav Nibonov Yaseh Oysa, we know what he does because we have enough Derashas for that Pasuk. And perhaps he doesn't find the Mem so suggestive of the need to dash in two Derashas. But the word oiso is definitely an extra word. The Gemara says, Meboile, he needs it for Kohen Godol Shemes, to a case that we had discussed earlier about a Kohen Godol who died, Uminu Achet Tachtav, and that very same day they have another Kohen Godol to take his place. Shelo Yovi Chatzi Yisoren Mi Beisoi, he shouldn't bring a Chatzi Yisoren of his own. Now that we learn out from the Drosha Machatisa Ba'orev, that what he brings by night has to be half of an entire Mincha. But Veloy Chatzi Yisoren Shalishin, he can't take the Chatzi Yisoren of the Rishon and use it for himself, which is a mechtzis of an entire mincha. Still, he can't use that Chatzi Yisoren for himself. And for that, we have to have a pasuk, Oysa. Only the one who prepared the Chazitin, the one for whom it was prepared, is allowed to use it. Yaseh Oysa. He could use that Minchas Chazitin. But the new Kohen Godel cannot use it because it's dedicated to use by the first Kohen Godel. Yaseh Oysa. He must be the one to use it, whoever prepared it. Previously we had learned out the same drasha from the Vov of the word Umachatzisa, as we explained on the previous blot. So the Gemara says, Vov loy dorsh. Shimon doesn't darshin a Vov in this manner. That is to say, because of an extra Vov, we could introduce an entirely new drasha and say that there's a halacha that we learn out from the Pasuk, which is not merumet in the Vov itself. Tosis here goes through a number of cases in Shas where we show clearly that Reb Shimon does use the word Vav for a Drosha. But that's when the Mashmois of the word Vav is used in the Drosha. For instance, Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishon, V'Yelamed Elyon Mektachtoin. The Vav connects two parashas and says one should be learned out from the other. That type of Drosha is in the Mashmois of the Vav. The Vav links the two parashas together and tells us that Tadashin to link one with the other in the Drosha. And similar uses of Vav, Reb Shimon darshins, but not where he uses it as purely extra letter to tell us an entirely new Derosha, which isn't Merumas in the Vav. Reb Yehuda, Hai Chok Oilam Mai Ovidle. What does Reb Yehuda do with Reb Shimon's Derosha, Chok Oilam, which he says, tells us Mishal Oilam that the Tziba pays for it. So the Gemara, Chuka La Oilam Tehei. That is Chok, that the first Kohen Godel brings a Chavitin every single day, that should be La Oilam. In other words, it should go on with future Kohenim Gedolim. And this is the final linchpin in the series of Doshas that tells us the halacha that we know. All Kohenim Gedolim bring them in Chas Chazitin every single day. Kohen Hedyet brings it when he's Neschanach to be in Kohen Hedyet, and the Kohen Godel brings it when he's Neschanach to be a Kohen Godel. And finally, Kolil Toktor Lomali, what is Rabbi Yehuda do with the word Kolil Toktor, which Reb Shimon darshins? Neboi Lelich Tesanyin. He needs it for the following Dosha. Ein Liyelo El Yoina. Minchas Kohen Godel means the first half of the parasha, which deals with the Minchas Kohen Godel. The Kol of Tokta, there's a mitzvah saseh to burn it completely. The Tachtoina, and the last part of the parasha, Minchas Kohen Hedyet, the Minchas of the Kohen Hedyet brings when he's Neschanach, the Loisei Yochel, where it says, V'chol Minchas Kohen, Kol of Tia Loisei Yochel, there's a lav if he eats it. Minayin Litten, Esa Omer Shal Zeh Bezeh, Esa Omer Shal Zeh Bezeh. How do we know the Asei of Kol of Tokta applies to the Minchas of the Kohen Hedyet? And how do we know the lav of Loisei Yochel applies to the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Godel? Meaning if someone eats the Minchas Chavitin, there's Malkus. It doesn't say Malkus except by the Minchas of the Kohen Hedyet. And how do we know there's an Asay by a Kohen Hedyet, so that there shouldn't be another Mitzvah Asay which could be Dorchit? If there would only be a lav, it could be Nidcha before a different Mitzvah Asay. How do we know there's an Asay there too? Talmud Lema, Kolil, Kolil, Xer Shova. We find the word Kolil in both Parshas, and we make Xer Shova. Ne'emakan Kolil, ne'emalahalan Kolil. In both places it says Kolil. Ma'akan b'kolil toktor, aflahalan b'kolil toktor. Just like here there's an assay by Kohen Godel, so too there's an assay to burn it up completely by Kohen Hedyot. Ma'alahalan litain loisa alachilosai. And just like later by Kohen Hedyot, there's a lav to eat the minchas Kohen Hedyot. Afkan, so too by Kohen Godel, litain loisa alachilosai. There's a lav to eat the minchas Kohen Godel.